The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And today, we're going to visit one of the most highly regarded cancer centers in the entire world. It's Memorial Sloan Kettering, located on the east side of Manhattan. It's a remarkable institution with a compassionate and dedicated staff, as you will hear.
It's about 6 months later, the process of coming back for follow-ups and checkups and things like that, we still receive the same level of care. And I said, you know what? If that's the type of care that they are consistently providing to patients, and if that's the type of care that the staff are willingly doing, then I think I might want to work here. So almost 11 years later, I'm still at MSK, and I still see the same culture going on, and I see total commitment to making it better each year.
But I think my most favorite day is seeing our pediatric convocation ceremony, watching a group of kids that are so resilient and bond together as a group through treatment, go through a milestone of completing their educational goals, and seeing the MSK nurses, their doctors, their care teams all come to rally around and celebrate them is something that sticks with you. And it really makes you appreciate the level of care that Memorial Sloan Kettering across the board gives to not only our patients, but their family members.
It's looking at a higher process. It's understanding that a person is affected so deeply, life-changing. They'll never be the same again. And that commitment to do good, to really look at a person and look at their life and see what we can do as individuals and then as a team collaboratively. I think one of the things about when we interview to hire, we really want to make sure that when we interview a candidate, they're also interviewing us because we want to make sure the fit is right. We want to make sure that we can support their goals because if they're happy, we always say the patients are happy and then we're all happy.
One of the things that I'm involved with as the HICS manager for this building is finding willing volunteers to go uptown and do shifts after they've done their 8 hours of work here in their normal day job, that they will go and spend an overnight as a patient aide or working on a clinical floor. And I've had the opportunity to do that on several occasions, and they are some of the most memorable shifts, and by the way, the hardest working shifts that I've ever done in my 2 decades here at Memorial Sloan Kettering. So I think that the culture brings you in, but the culture is also something that transforms you once you're here.
So I would say that the overall scientific feeling here is that Sloan Kettering gives our scientists the very best chance to succeed. It gives them the funds and the support, the collaborative interactions that are essential for the type of work that we do.
So we have this institution-wide motto, which is One MSK, which means that we're all inclusive. What you do over here is what we're doing over here. The care that we're giving, you're giving. Over the last few years, I've seen that develop in a lot of ways.
I think in the 13 years I've worked here, I've learned something new here every single day, whether it be cultivated in my home department or through conversations with others. So that's something that's actually part of our mission. Our mission at Memorial Sloan Kettering is research, patient care, and education. And that's something that is priceless to me. The education I've received at Memorial Sloan Kettering over the past decade is just incredible.
One of the questions that people wonder about Sloan Kettering is if really we have any global interest or global connectivity, and we might look like as if we are just limited to Manhattan, not even going beyond that. Believe it or not, we do, actually, but we do it probably in different way, but probably the right way. Because rather than having all agreements at the C-suite level, we have agreement on the peer-to-peer interaction. Enough that it's all driven by the focus and the mission of Memorial, which is to serve humanity. This is the sense of purpose we have.
I mean, nobody really cares how passionate you are about your ideas. They care if you're right or if you're wrong. And you're usually either 100% right or you're 100% wrong. It's rare that it's somewhere in the middle. And the culture here helps you get the types of feedback that you need before presenting your ideas to a larger audience. That's what you want. So when I go to work in progress meetings here at Sloan, I'm faced with the toughest questions that I would get anywhere. And that's exactly what you want. You want people who are thinking critically about your work and can give you the type of feedback that that you need in order to present your ideas to a larger audience. Now, for some people, it takes an adjustment. Some people might prefer to get coddled, and I think they learn that you really have to stand up on your own here at Sloan pretty early on, and have to face some of the toughest types of questions that you'll actually receive. And I think that's critically important to making this place one of the best research centers in the country.
So actually, we call it SAW, it's Staff Appreciation Week. It's usually in July, and it's an entire week full of programs dedicated specifically to the staff. So we do have leadership on the C-suite level that come to all of the locations, even out far out to Long Island where I am. They speak to the staff, they thank the staff, they serve food to the staff. There's programs, there's lunches, and a lot of developmental opportunities.
One of the aspects that for in rehab, what we really have to look at is where can we focus most and best our resources, because we all have limited resources. And so data helps us determine where we can put our efforts and make sure that the right patients get the right level of care at the right time in order for us to maintain the excellent care that we're really giving.
What's important about this is, other than we have that commitment for a disease and make sure that we take it from the beginning till the end, and of course what goes in between in regard to hard work and the ups and downs of research, what fascinates me about the place here is that we are very honest. And in other words, if things are working right, we celebrate it for sure. If things, however, did not work, we just come out and say it did not work.
And one of the ways that we push ourselves is through conferences. I've had the opportunity to present at a dozen conferences over the years, and there is nothing that pushes you to learn a particular subject better than knowing that 150 people are going to be paying money to listen to what you have to say on a particular subject. So it is us pushing ourselves in order to do better and then present better at the next conference. And it has a momentum to itself that keeps you going. And once you get into that, it's much easier to stay in it than it is to actually jump into that moving river that may seem somewhat terrifying.
In addition, I find that, on a less personal note, that the clinicians at Sloan are always open to hearing my requests for patient care. So I'll get calls from friends friends of friends of friends who have a cancer diagnosis, and I've never, ever been turned down by a clinician to get to see them, offer the best advice, the best person to help them with the diagnosis and treatment. And for me, that's a very important part of the culture here. People are very receptive to helping their colleagues in many different ways.
I want to thank all those who participated in this segment: Rebecca Williams, Tamisha Walker, Ting-Ting Kuo, Gusan Alba Alpha, Paul Cordalesi, and Robert Benezra. If you should be interested in listening to this again, or reading the transcript, or perhaps seeing pictures of the participants and the Memorial Sloan Kettering offices, they're all available at denver-frederick.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.